Let the rhino horn skullduggery commence again. South Africa's rhino horn traders will be licking their lips after Northern Cape Division of the High Court in Kimberley recently decided that rhino horn harvested from registered captive breeding operations can be exported. And yet international commercial trade in rhino horn is illegal. It has been banned since 1977 under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES. There is, however, a loophole for rhinos bred in captivity for non-commercial purposes. Expect rhino horn traders to aim truckloads of horn at that flimsy legislative gap. I'm solidly behind the sustainable wildlife industries if their actions are transparent, sustainable, and ethical. And rhino owners certainly urgently need to monetize their investment in private rhino herds, which are vital to keeping rhinos safe from poachers. Sadly, though, the rhino horn industry in South Africa has tarnished its reputation with a slew of shady dealings that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt its lack of readiness for such an important responsibility. One example includes a scheme that used Thai prostitutes posing as hunters to export rhino horns as trophies before selling them illegally. Another example is the arrest of industry kingpin John Hume, who was linked to a fraudulent operation involving 964 rhino horns destined for illegal markets in Southeast Asia. These charges relate to fraud, theft, biodiversity law violations, racketeering, and money laundering. The good news is that South Africa's Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Wildlife, Dr. Dion George, said in a statement, South Africa will not support any move to reopen the ivory or rhino horn trade. Our duty is to protect our wildlife, not to profit from their destruction.